Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Amy Jordahl, who's manager of the local Hy-Vee store, and also Denise Coder, who is a community health coordinator. And we are going to be talking about the Healthiest State Initiative. So first, good morning to you, Denise, and Healthiest State Initiative, what's that?
It's really exciting. That's what that is. About a month ago, our governor announced that he would like to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. Right now, we're at number 19. We have a ways to go. It's great to be in the top half, I guess, but we have a ways to go. And so the state of Iowa is kind of getting organized and planning some events and some programming to try to achieve that goal.
Okay. And one of those things that's happening, I think maybe not just in our area, but we want to make sure we do a really good job in Cass County, is a Start Somewhere walk. So, Amy, give us some details, especially about the Atlantic location. Start Somewhere. Tell us about that.
Okay. As Denise said, we're really excited, and I could sit and talk about it for hours. Here's what's happening is on Friday, October 7th at 12 o'clock noon, the idea is to get as many folks as we can in the state of Iowa out to walk 1K. And 1K is about 7 blocks-ish, give or take a little bit. So we're hoping that starting at noon, we can get a lot of folks maybe come out on their lunch break and join us. And how we're going to do it in Atlantic is we're all going to meet at the Hy-Vee store here in town on East 7th Street. We're going to leave here at noon and walk up to the Trojan Bowl, which will be exciting. And when we get to the Trojan Bowl, we've got a little short program planned just to give some more information and let folks know the big picture and why we're doing this a little bit more. And the other thing we're really excited about is Dr. Amstein is going to have all of the school kids walk as well. So what a great message to send to our youth about health and wellness and how important this is. And it would be really exciting to see some of the parents come out and walk with their kids as well. Because talk about great dinnertime conversation. This is a beautiful dinnertime conversation. So we're really encouraging everyone to come out Friday, October 7th, 12 o'clock noon, meet at the Hy-Vee parking lot. We'll walk to the Trojan Bowl. And we're planning 70 degrees, I can guarantee it, I think.
Good luck. I hope you have great connections here somewhere.
I know it. So it's going to be a super day.
Okay. And this is a new event. You know, Cass County Atlantic CAM has participated in the walk to school, but this is something different. So we need to make sure that everybody is welcome and encouraged to participate in this. And Amy, I'm so glad you said 1K. That's about 7 blocks. 1K always scares me, but 7 blocks doesn't sound quite so bad. And we need to tell people, if they don't want to walk back, they might have a ride back to Hy-Vee.
Absolutely. We will have some buses up at the Trojan Bowl. So if you're pressed for time, you know, maybe you are joining us on your lunch break, we'll have buses that will bring you back to Hy-Vee so that you can get back to your place of employment quickly. I know that we've got some businesses in town that are actually talking about maybe shutting down their production for a little bit to come out and walk with us, just because it's one of those things where, you know, you got to put your money where your mouth is type deal. And a lot of times we talk about health and wellness and how important it is, but until you actually take a step and you show that this is important, there's a big difference between showing and doing. So,
and healthy workers are good for your business.
They absolutely are great for your business. And, you know, the beautiful part of it is I found that if you can start that health and wellness conversation at work, it carries over into their home. And it's interesting to me with our dietitian, Melissa, on staff, the little tips that she'll give employees and customers. And I get home at the end of the day and think, she just schooled me on that. But you can get it in a fun way. Yeah. So it'll be a fun walk.
Lots of people involved, hopefully. Now, that's the Atlantic site. What about the rest of the county? Because we're supposed to be working on healthy Cass County, Denise.
We are working with the other communities in the county. We've got a couple of other communities solidified already, and that would be Messina. And there's a couple of options to participate. And again, in Messina, the school is on board, so we're very excited about that too. And Amy, you mentioned, you know, wellness could start at work and could go home. Well, we kind of feel the same way about our children, about our students. A lot of times they can have quite a bit of impact in their homes, and that's very encouraging. So I'm really happy that we have the Messina School on board too. The CAM South Elementary School is going to start at the Messina Park at 11:45. So if you are someone who works or lives in Messina and you would like to join a Start Somewhere walk there, that would be your opportunity in Messina at the park at 11:45. And then the CAM Middle School will be going up to Lake Anita at 1:15. They'll start their walk at Lake Anita. So if you work or live in Anita, there's your opportunity to join the walk at that point.
Okay. And although you're talking about schools there, again, this is for everybody. This is just one way to get it organized.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to give anybody the impression that we're targeting students necessarily. We're targeting our entire community. It's just that the school system and the students, having them participate is so logical and so great for the kids that we did not want to leave them out. So,
okay, Somewhere Walk. That's what this is all about, but it's just the beginning. And I think we don't want to get too much into some other details, but this is just the beginning. So, Denise, without confusing people, can you tell us just that this is going to be carried on?
That's definitely, you're right. That's probably like for another show, that whole talking area. But we will speak a little bit about the Blue Zones project that Iowa is moving toward. And it's just kind of like how we're going to get to be the healthiest state, more or less, fashioned after a book that is very popular, Blue Zones book. And there is a website that people can go to and learn more about Blue Zones. It's actually bluezonesproject.com, I believe. But there's some components to what we know gets people healthy in communities. And so we're taking, as a state, we're looking at what that means to us. As a county, we certainly plan on modeling after that with our health improvement plan and some of our activities that you see. And Iowa actually is going to choose 10 communities across the state to target some focused technical resources and other resources as well. And we'd love to be one of those communities. And so when we come back and visit with you another time more in depth about Blue Zones, we're going to be talking to our communities about how to show their support for that.
So again, this is one of the reasons Start Somewhere is really important. It really shows that there's community support that kind of leads on. So that's really, really important. Amy, why and how did Hy-Vee in general, we're talking about the state of Iowa, right? Not just the Atlantic location.
Sure, we are talking about the state of Iowa. And it's interesting that Governor Branstad, when he declared that we were going to be one of the healthiest states in the nation, came to Rick Juergens, who is the CEO of Hy-Vee, and said, listen, Rick, I understand all the things that you're doing with your employees and your health and wellness programs and the dietitians that you have in your stores. What can you do, because we are one of the largest private employers in Iowa, to help us promote this throughout the entire state? And, you know, as typical Hy-Vee fashion, we like to think, we go full board, and all of our Hy-Vee locations are planning big walks and trying to help spearhead this, because we're in the food industry. That's what we do. And we really, truly believe that if you can make a difference, you should make a difference. And that's our charge. You know, we're here to help make a difference. And our mission statement of making lives easier, healthier, and happier, that really, truly is what it's about. So we're excited to be part of this. We're excited to have everyone gather and walk and show our support. And I think we've got a few fun little goodies to hand out for those that come and attend as well. And it's going to be great.
That was just a carrot on the stick, I think, Amy. a few little goodies to hand out. But I think one of the things that Governor Branstad said was that this is there's not going to be a lot of tax money that goes into this. This is really needs to be supported by everybody, about private and public organizations, not just tax money, as it would usually be.
Yeah, the other large corporate sponsor, I believe, is Wellmark. And they mentioned that any monetary donations that would come toward this project first would be used to survey Iowans about their lifestyles and to learn more about what progress we're making. I'm not going to say if any, because I expect we will. And then to provide some those targeted technical resources to the 10 communities that would be chosen as Blue Zones communities.
Do you need to know how many people are going to show up? Do we all need to phone you, Denise, and say, I'm coming, or phone Denise and say, I'm coming, or Amy and say, I'm coming?
We don't have voicemails that large. So, no, actually for the walk, there is really no pre-registration. We'd love to be overwhelmed with the numbers of people that come in surprise. So really we're fine not registering. But there's a website that you can go to for the walk itself to learn more. And that website escapes me off the top of my head, but I think it's start somewhere.
We're looking for that. Yeah. Probably if you put in Healthy Estate Iowa, I'm guessing
iowahealthyestate.org. Thank you very much. We have so many websites floating in our minds right now. But anyway, you can search for walks there across the state.
Okay, now in all locations in Cass County, it's going to be October 7th. But Denise, remind us of the CAM one, and then Amy, we're going to come back and you're going to remind us about the Atlantic.
Yes, CAM Middle School will start at Lake Anita at 1:15, and then CAM South Elementary will start in the Messina Park at 11:45.
Okay, other locations to be announced in other towns. And Amy, what about the Atlantic meeting site?
So the Atlantic meeting site, again, it's Friday, October 7th, 12 o'clock noon, at the Hy-Vee parking lot. And we do have a rain date for Friday, October 14th. However, I have guaranteed 70-degree weather, so we don't need to worry about that so much. And I know there are, like I said, a few businesses that will be joining us here, and there are a few more that are even going to do some walks at noon at their location as well. So if that would be something that fits better for you, you can sure take that avenue and have them register to show their support as well.
So if you're listening and you don't know what's happening on October 7th that says start somewhere, you better ask your employer or ask a friend and they can tell you what's happening. Until next time, first thank you to Denise Coder and to Amy Jordahl for visiting with us. Here's a thought. You can stop to rest, but don't ever quit.